This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Are you ready for this? You haven't read through all this, have you?
No.
Silicone design is completely waterproof and washable.
That's right.
For use in the shower or the bathtub.
You know when your neck's really sore in the bathtub and you need that massager?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a Sharper Image is just a smut peddler. That's all they are. It's unreal, the shit people believe.
It wasn't just because they went to a rally?
No.
Didn't wear a mask?
Well, that could be possible too, right? I mean, hey, listen, I don't... I'm a science guy.
No, I'm saying that's what happened.
I know what you're saying.
That is what happened.
That is what happened. The entire... Yes.
But anyway, with my newfound degree in marriage psychology, I thought I'd want to come on and share some of the customs and cultures and things in my country, the things I've been learning about marriage.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so first, there's a little update. How are you and Jeff doing?
Jeff and I are fantastic.
Jeff looks great, I'm telling you. He looks fantastic in those pictures. And every time I see him come out of the apartment, he looks wonderful.
I'm glad you've been watching us.
Well, you know, I live in the same neighborhood. I'm around the corner just checking to make sure that you're okay. I'm a little suspicious of Jeff. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Why?
Well, he's so protective of you. I mean, usually in my country, when we get married, it's the last thing we're worried about is our wife. You know what I mean?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. And a Merry Christmas to everyone out there in the radio world. Just wanted to take a few minutes and say this will be my last episode of Santa, Santa, Reindeer, Santa. I've been arrested for tax evasion, possibly messing with a prostitute. I'd like to apologize to both of my wives and all seven of my children. At this time, my attorney has advised me to say not much more, but I do have a few extra words. I was not a prostitute. That was an erotic massage. There is a difference. As we get to my age, you're lucky if the tubing still works. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy?
Sure.
The piping still works. I'm Santa Sanderson saying to see you later. Oh, ho, ho.
Do you like my glasses?
Yeah, they're good. I like them. They got two little light bulbs on them.
Yeah.
So you can see.
And they've got,
you can find your way down the
chimney.
They've
got disco balls that hang from the sides of them.
Oh, honey, I know about balls hanging down from the side. Let me tell you about that.
It's a shoe shiner.
I get a note of Scrooge in there. That is still one of the funniest things I think we have ever done on the show.
Notes
and
of
every and the couple
D,
notes of Scrooge.
Decanter.
The D canter. Can you bring a decanter? And by D, I mean my D.
Need a ramekin for my balls.
That's right. Bloop, bloop.
They're good. Sir, what? Your balls have exquisite taste. Exquisite.
Your balls are one fine taster. Hi, I'm Steve. I'll be your scrotier today.
Scrotier?
I'm... Splash some of this Marmon on my balls and tell you whether or not it's okay to drink. It's coming. It's coming. Mark my words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't think a television star could be a president. And we've had two of them. So there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
We're doing a little Christmas shopping here at the commercial break at
We're
the TCB studios.
Through the Sharper Image catalog.
That's right. Which I think Sharper Image has probably been responsible for more orgasms. Orgasms
with their neck massagers
and Dr. Drew. Because you know, it used to be that they actually tried to hide what was going on. You know, it'd be some odd shaped machine that would vibrate at some frequency that you could change, right? But it didn't actually look like a dick. Now it's just that just looks like a dick. It's like shaped like your actual, like, it fits in your clitoris.
Yes, perfectly.
And they're like, sure, use it on your neck. Why not? But I made it for your clitoris. They have a whole section of massagers just dedicated to your vagina.
I love the one of the reviews from a woman that said, I'm very happy with this gift. I'm very happy.
We were in a Best Buy a couple days ago, and Astrid and I are walking by the. Now they have like the they have like a little Sharper Image section, right?
Yeah,
it's not Sharper Image, but it's just like all different kind of variety of different
gadget type stuff.
Yeah, gadget type stuff, and it's like it's a massager, and it looks like a triangle, where and then you put it has a handhold, so you put your handhold, and then it's got one big thumper, and that thumper is supposed to like you know give you a back massage. What it really is for is just pounding your vagina into submission. And Astrid goes, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh no, we're in that part of the relationship."
No, look.
Where Astrid starts a collection of massagers at the house.
No, look. This is literally the only product in the whole catalog that has a review that says very happy with this.
Five stars. Five squirts and a pump. Looks like a dick. I don't know. I know you can see it. It's just a dick. That's all it is. It's meant to go in your body.
Yes.
Look at this. What does it say? It says the heated personal massager is velvety soft. Cordless. That's good. You don't want to stick anything in your vagina with a cord. And it heats up to 102 degrees. Just happens to be the same temperature as your penis with an erection. For soothing sensation, choose from one of 10 massage patterns. Horny white teenager. College age fap. Or big hairy man. That's what it says. And then it says, oh my God, listen to this. Are you ready for this? You haven't read through all this, have you?
No.
Silicone design is completely waterproof and washable.
That's right.
For use in the shower or the bathtub.
You know when your neck's really sore in the bathtub need that massager?
Yeah. Oh my God. Sharper Image is just a smut peddler. That's all they are.
Well,
yeah, they have all kind of weird things.
They
in
do.
Here.
And for a little while back, I think it was last year, and that, why I was even on this list to get the catalog, which they send to me all the time now. But I had bought a couple things. I was like, you know, this stuff looks cool. Some of it. Yeah. Like there was a knife sharpener. I got that. It worked.
That's not a knife sharpener. Oh, you got a knife sharpener.
Sharpener. Yeah. Gotcha. No, there's the picture of the one in here, though.
Yeah.
It's like a mini chainsaw.
It's a chainsaw for
it's
your turkey.
It's a mini chainsaw. I thought that was hilarious.
How many missing fingers are...
There's also the one that I really thought of you for was the one
the personal massager.
No, it's the one that's the like it's the plastic thing that straps around your waist and holds your phone in front of you.
Oh yeah, it's like a wire, like a metal wire thing, and it straps around your waist so the phone can be directly in your face no matter where you're traveling. I just see me walking down the busy streets of New York with one of these on, watching The Crown.
That would be me. I'm still
Lady Di dies in the end. Oh my God, I had no idea.
I'm a little bit into The Crown now.
Love that Crown.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the most boring show that's ever interesting. I mean, it's so fucking slow, and you know what happens. It's clear what happens. Everybody knows what happens. Lady Di dies. That's what happens, right? The queen hates Lady Di. Lady Di is dead. That's what happens. But yet they make it so interesting. I guess that's why they call it palace intrigue.
There were things from like the
with.
First and second season I didn't know about because they were back in
I don't know about
50s.
Any of that shit. I wasn't alive. Nor did I care.
It's pretty crazy though to think about her coming onto the throne.
Yeah.
Wearing the crown at 21.
21 years old.
She's 93 now.
I know. And she just won't give it up.
She's been the longest running
she
one.
She just won't give it up. She knows that Charles is going to just fuck
it
up.
Based on what I'm seeing in this fourth season, I don't think she wants. I think she's hanging on so Charles can't do it.
That's right.
She's like, he can't handle it.
I mean, his taste in women is atrocious. He married Camilla Parker Bowles, and I'm sorry. But, I mean, he was cheating on her the entire time. He's with Lady Di. And Camilla Parker Bowles, while looks are not everything, they are something. And he is the fucking king. He's going to be the king of the, you know, whatever they call it.
The monarchy.
Well, yeah, but they call it
the
like
Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth at some point. And, you know, Lady Di was beautiful. She was gorgeous. Yeah. I know she was a little loopy, but, you know, she was gorgeous.
Well,
but,
again, she was she met him when she was 18. He was 31.
He was 31.
Yeah.
And she was 18.
Yeah. So there's an age difference there. But poor thing. I mean, she was kind of thrust into this role.
Yeah. She really had it. That's got to be a tough life.
Yeah.
It's got to be a tough life. Are you on the season with Lady Di?
Yes.
Okay. So you see that, you know, it's just like once you, they basically just turned the lights on one day and she was all of a sudden famous. She was living with like a pack of other college age kids. Right. And then all of a sudden she's like, you know.
Now she has to learn who to curtsy to first and who to say what to. It's
if I was that, I'd just say, fuck all that bullshit. Can we just fuck all that bullshit? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to. I mean, come on, guys. It's 2020. Do we really need to learn all that shit? But then again, no monarchy is going to come hang out with me. That's for sure. TCB podcast. I'm the king of this throne. And I mean, this throne, I mean the ones I'm sitting on right here. It's got to be difficult to be a monarch. Once you watch that show, you understand it. Like, I have
no
sympathy.
Well, now I know why Harry and Meghan are see ya.
Yeah, like, see you later. Well, he's never going to be the king.
Well, right. Yeah. I'm never going to be the king, and this bullshit is crazy.
That's right.
Let's go live in California and Canada.
Which one of the Jonas Brothers is going to be king again? Which one? It's Harry, Mary, and Larry. Harry, Moe, and Curly.
You mean the season?
No, I mean, what are the Lady Di's children? What were they named? Harry and...
William and Harry.
Okay, so yes. William's going to be the king.
Yes.
Because he's the firstborn.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after that, it would go to,
it would go to
one of his sons.
That's right.
And I think he's got two, and then there's a girl, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, and so like, Harry's out. He's never going to be anything. Yeah. He's just basically a sideshow. But he's incredibly wealthy. He gets to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that Meghan Markle.
Yeah,
Meghan Sparkle, whatever her name is. You like her?
I love her.
I don't know anything about her.
I used to watch the show Suits. She was on the show Suits.
What is Suits?
It was a show.
About what? Suits?
About Suits.
Was it really about Suits?
Yeah, it was set in like an attorney's office.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. 10-4.
Marriage.
That's right. Marriage. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes. You can find out more about Chrissy and I, and you can join the break room. The break room will get you access to the after show YouTube channel. That's where we do 15, 20 minutes, extra right after each show. And you can watch it. You're going to give people epilepsy. Chrissy has these, those of you listening, she's got these Christmas, she just described
Christmas
them, but
cheer.
Yeah, but then there's like lights on them and they're pretty bright. Yeah. And we were just outside, you know, with the studios inside my house. So we were just outside and showing my son, and he just like ran off and hid under the couch.
He stared.
Yeah, he was like, I think he had a seizure or something. He was like,
I was trying to be festive. It's our Christmas episode,
it is our
really.
Christmas. Oh, I forgot my mug. Oh, that's okay. You get cotton-headed ninny muggins. So tcbpodcast.com is where you can go and watch the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Please do that. And we made a plea last show. We'll make the plea again.
Yeah.
We love the fact that there's a bunch of people listening, and we want to get you involved in the show in many different ways. And one of the ways we want to get you involved is engage with us, talk with us, and let us know what you'd like to hear on the show. Ask us questions. So send an email, info@tcbpodcast.com. But we have a personal goal of getting a couple hundred additional Instagram followers in the next month or so. So at the commercial break on Instagram, follow us. We are creating a bunch of content almost daily, creating a bunch of content that we'll be pumping out there only on our Instagram account. So go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram.
And we're going to do giveaways and different things.
All kinds of stuff.
So we're revamping it.
Yeah.
There's incentive to go on there.
We're putting new focus on our socials.
It's not just a picture of right. you know, or a link to the next show.
We've been told by the head honchos at Podcast Universe that if we want to turn this into a million dollar podcast, we've got to get some people engaged in the social media, because I was saying last show, I think with 50, 60, 70,000 people listening. However, we got like 26 Instagram followers.
Right. And they're our family and friends.
Yeah, they're our family and friends. So it's fake accounts.
We started new accounts too, though.
TCB Chrissy and TCB Brian. That's Brian with a Y, Chrissy with a K, and a Y. So so make sure you follow us on all of the socials. I certainly would appreciate it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Speaking of sharper image, now, I know that I don't think they have one here, but do you know what a Faraday cage is?
I don't.
Okay, so a Faraday cage, in case you're unfamiliar, is a metal wire cage that you build. Some people build them around like server centers, you know, like where all the servers are.
Mm-hmm.
They'll build the server center is wrapped in what's called a Faraday cage.
Why is it called Faraday?
The guy from Lost?
Yeah. There was this character on Lost called Faraday. Did you watch Lost?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
I watched one episode of Lost and I was lost.
What?
I was like, I'm out. See you later. I don't even want to know.
No, it was so good. One of the best shows.
I thought the plane crash was cool and then I thought it was going to be about them living on an island and surviving.
It was.
Yeah, I know, but then there's like magical things happening. And it's so hard to follow. And, you know, at that time, you couldn't, you know, there was barely DVRs around and you couldn't just go and binge watch it. It really became like, honestly, after the first episode, the second episode, when magical things started happening, I was like, I don't want to watch about magical things. I just want to watch them eat each other or something, like, you know, like pick each other up. And I thought it was going to be
Gilligan's
like a survival.
Island?
Yeah, Gilligan's Island type,
wow.
But more serious.
It was really good. I loved it the whole time until the end, of course. So
I don't even know. Don't tell
I
me
won't.
Because maybe
you
one day.
Watch it.
Yeah, there are 21 seasons of it though.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I'm never going to get to it. Never going
to
get to it.
And that's so funny to think about though. Real quick, sorry.
Yeah,
to
go ahead.
You off.
Please.
But it's so funny to think about back before there was binging.
That's right.
You had to set your VHS to record.
Or
then your DVR when those came out.
Yep, your TiVo.
And it was appointment viewing where, I mean, you got the one episode a week.
Absolutely.
You had to wait.
Absolutely.
You had to wait.
Wait
until
it came on.
Next week.
We don't have that anymore. You can just, you can like literally wait for an entire season to just finish itself and then watch it in one day. You don't have to worry about any of that other stuff. Thanks, Blue and Nico for jumping in on that. Those are my dogs in the back. We're just going to leave this in because this is real stuff. This is what happens during the show. I've got two really obnoxious dogs and they bark at everything and that's what they're barking at right now. They're probably barking at someone coming in the door. But the Faraday cage is like this, I'll get back to it. This metal cage that they build around things to protect it from electromagnetic, like electricity and electromagnetism and all this other stuff. It's supposed to protect you. So say your car is a Faraday cage when you're in a thunderstorm, right?
Oh, okay.
Even if lightning hits it, you're protected by the metal cage, essentially. So it deflects the electromagnetism. That's basically the principle of a Faraday cage.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been building these for a long time for many different reasons. Tesla built them and, you know, Edison built them and all this other stuff. People, I don't know who these people are. I'm not friends with them. But
people.
Bye-bye.
Have decided that 5G is causing coronavirus. Don't know why. Has something to do with Captain America and a picture of spaghetti in Times Square. I don't want to get into everything, right? But some people have made up this entire whole horse shit, bullshit, no scientific proof whatsoever that 5G does anything except deliver content to your phone. I mean, that's basically what it does. It doesn't fry your brain or cause ball cancer.
Give you COVID. I mean, what?
Give you COVID? What? I mean, guys, come on. Give you COVID? How does a wave that comes from electromagnetism then cause a virus in your body? What in the world?
It doesn't.
It doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
But listen, some people believe this, okay? And, you know,
we need to do one of those shows again, those conspiracy theories.
We will do a conspiracy theory show in season two. Maybe it'll be our show opener. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of them now, and they're all, and a lot of people are believing them. And I want to say how fucking silly, but the truth is that so many people believe them, there's a reason why they're believing them. They want to believe that there's something nefarious going on, and that's the reason why things in this world are so fucked up, when the truth is that things are just fucked up. Yeah, so, bye-bye.
It just happens.
Bad shit happens, right? Strange shit happens. Sometimes unexplainable shit happens. It's just the way of the world. But scientifically, it's impossible for electromagnetism to carry a virus into your body, your brain, your nose, or anything.
Yeah.
But here's the point. People have been convinced by hucksters that by buying a Faraday cage for their Wi-Fi receiver at home, that they can protect themselves. In other words, they think that 5G is being carried into their Wi-Fi receiver, and then the Wi-Fi receiver is then spreading it all over their house. The virus caused by 5G fucking waves. It's unreal, the shit people believe.
It wasn't just because they went to a rally and didn't wear a mask?
Well, that could be possible too, right? I mean, hey, listen, I don't get... I'm a science guy.
No, I'm saying that's what happened.
I know what you're saying.
That is what happened.
That is what happened. The entire... Yeah, it's... Ha, ha, ha. You've been Copeland. So they buy these Faraday cages, and now all online, they're like from these Amazon sellers and Etsy sellers and all this other stuff. And people are getting pissed. And you know why they're getting pissed?
Why?
Because it's a Faraday cage and you put it around your Wi-Fi receptacle, you're not going to get Wi-Fi. It's fucking dumb as shit. If you put a metal box around your Wi-Fi receiver or distributor, you're not going to get Wi-Fi. People are like, I put the Faraday cage around my Wi-Fi. Now I can't get Wi-Fi. This thing doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work, you moron. Do you think it's like a two-way mirror? It just lets it out, but it doesn't let it back in? It's a metal cage built in someone's fucking backyard for 50 cents, and you're buying it to put around your Wi-Fi receiver. What did you think was going to happen? Don't get upset. It worked. No. It worked. You're certainly not going to get coronavirus now because you can't get Wi-Fi. So if you don't know about it, it doesn't exist. That's right. The way it is. Now you can't have any of that science in your phone. Science is causing 5Gs, man. Science. Science, 5Gs, and shit like that. I swear on all that's holy, we have lost all common sense in this world. All bad. Common fucking sense. It's please. Bad. It's a virus. Yes, did it come from China? I don't know. That's debatable.
Yeah.
That, I can understand. You might have some suspicions about where it came from and why it came from there. I get that part of it. But to believe that it came from an electro... It's like... fucking brain's full of fucking electricity. It's like a... static electricity out there. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's bad.
I wonder if they can build like a Faraday lay cage, a Faraday cage.
Can we build a Faraday cage to put all these people into?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
They have one of those. It's called the United States of America. We're all living here. Stuck unbeknownst to us. Yeah, I want to I'm going to put a cage. You know how the women are constantly bothering me. They're always up in my shit.
Bothering you out.
Well, they want to have sex with me and stuff like that. You know how all the fans out there are constantly writing in. That's right. Groupies. I've got one lady in Venezuela. Well, I don't know. Well, neither does my wife. But she just, she doesn't say anything rude. She's very nice, actually. But she responds to everything. Everything we do. She's always like right on it. Like a minute later, bing. It's as if she's waiting for the commercial break to say something. And then she's like, love it. Perfect. So funny.
That's great.
I know. It is great. I love it. But you know how the lady. So I'm wondering if we can build a cage where around me, so to protect me from all of these, you know, vibes that are coming in. Because
I don't think that's
causing
needed.
Rifts in my marriage. I'm just going to be needed. Honest with you. You don't think it's needed?
No. I don't know. The electromagnetic static.
Electromagnetic manic?
Hey, you should listen to your inner voice, by the way.
It's electromagnetic. Oddly, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, look, it's our old friend, Henry Fonda.
Hello, Henry.
Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing? Happy Christmas, Merry Holidays, all that shit. How are you?
That shit.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't know. People practice, you know, there's the dreidel, 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 and then there's Hanukkah, there's the Festimus, there's all that... Christmas in our country, we call it the Day of No Presents. You know, there's a couple different ways. Well, listen, I mean, we have other things more important shit to worry about than Santa Claus or whatever you call it.
Aw.
So I heard Brian talking about that maybe he's having problems in his marriage, and I thought I'd come on. I've recently got my PhD from the local college down here, the University of I Know Everything, and it's partly online, partly in person. I just took the online portion of it. But I am now a certified psychologist and marriage counselor.
Nice. Congratulations,
Henry.
Thank
you. Thank you. And I wanted to be, because, you know, you and I have had a hard time connecting on some things. I know that Jeff is being very protective of you. He's very concerned that I may step on his toes or his balls or whatever is going on. Low-hanging balls. Get that together, Jeff. You need one of those ball straps. You know, the one, the kind that you just, you hook two clips and then you put it up. You hook two clips to your balls and then one on your headboard, and then you just stretch your scrot sack.
I saw that in Sharper Image.
Sharper Image is one of my favorite catalogs. Really, let me tell you. We also have Podcast Universe Image, which is another place that's full of dildos. It's full of fruit-shaped fruit that you can use for whatever you want.
For a neck massager.
Yeah, we sell apple massagers for your apple bags, if you know what I mean. But anyway, with my newfound degree in marriage psychology, I thought I'd want to come on and share some of customs and cultures and things in my country, the things I've been learning about marriage.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so first, a little update. How are you and Jeff doing?
Jeff and I are fantastic.
Jeff looks great, I'm telling you. He looks fantastic in those pictures. And every time I see him come out of the apartment, he looks wonderful.
I'm glad you've been watching us.
Well, you know, I live in the same neighborhood. I'm around the corner just checking to make sure that you're okay. I'm a little suspicious of Jeff. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Why?
Well, he's so protective of you. I mean, usually in my country, when we get married, it's the last thing we're worried about is our wife. You know what I mean? This is important, you know, if we're going to keep the species going. We've got to get out there and make babies, but not with our wives. That's terrible. Marriage is not for sex. It's for toiletries and nice towels that you get when you get married.
The gifts.
For the gifts, basically. So let's go through a few things that I think you and Jeff and possibly Brian and Astrid may be doing wrong, or maybe we can just maybe there's a little help that I can offer you. Is that okay? You don't mind if I give these are Henry Fonda's top 10 marriage tips and tricks.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I took some notes. If everyone doesn't mind, I'll keep my notes here because, you know, I've got a lot of things on my mind lately with the divorce going on with Ariana Grande. She now refuses to show up to court. She claims she does not even know who I am.
Aww.
This is crazy business. I took picture. I buried it in ground. I did ceremonial dance. I set two llama feet on fire, and I sent her notification by USPSPSPSTS. Which is our local postal system, not so good, just going to be real honest. Listen, I think one of the things that that Astrid and Brian did correctly that you and Jeff may be missing is you've got to get right to the baby making. I mean, listen, right to the baby making. There's no other point in being married except to procreate, to pop out little children that can then pay your bills down the line.
Right, and take care of you when you're old.
And if this is a matter of fertility, I can give you a little help in this department too. There's a fertility technique that I call mashed potatoes. And this is it. This has been going on for a long time in my culture. What I want you to do is next time Jeff comes in the door, the first thing is you tell Jeff, stay right there. I'm going to come over to him. You're going to kneel down before him, head right around the crotchial area right there.
Crotchial.
Yes, that's what it's called, I think. That's the technical name. You guys have had your nuptials, so you know, you understand what a man and a woman do when a woman gets on her knees.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to constantly punch Jeff right in his penis.
Oh, that's the mashed potatoes?
Well, it gets the sperm going. It wakes them up. It lets them know it's time to go to work, right? It's like sometimes you can't wake up for work and you need the hit snooze toy. Sometimes you need two punches in the fetus. This is a long-standing family tradition.
Oh,
and I'm telling you what, my mom, my aunt had 12 children this way. Swear another 12. Now, they're different colors, but, you know, that's a story for a different day. That's a story for a different podcast. I'm just letting you know. So, you know, get to okay. the mashed potatoes.
You get the mashed potatoes.
Right in the potatoes. Okay. Yes. Just bang, bang, keep on going. And if he screams in pain, this is okay. That's just him waking up to the reality of marriage. We all go through it. It's no big deal.
I'm making notes.
Yes. Okay. Now, it's important for Jeff to keep his girlish figure. I'm talking to you, Jeff, so I know you're listening, okay? And when I say girlish figure, I'm talking about the men. A man should be on a constant diet. In my culture, men are on constant diets. I personally like a diet of hash browns smothered and covered and Paw Patrol Go-Gurt.
Paw Patrol Go-Gurt.
And I don't know if you're into probiotics. Are you into probiotics?
I am.
Yeah, we are into probiotics too. The Cephalodephilus. Have you seen this one?
Yes.
Okay. Really, what it is just ground up dandelion. But Jeff needs to maintain his girlish figure because this is very important to keep mm-hmm. the marriage going, to keep him healthy and in good spirits. And additionally, we don't want to waste a lot of money on extra clothing for Jeff. This is supposed to go toward the woman, not toward the man. Just wanted to let you know that. So if Jeff keeps his girlish figure, you won't have to buy new clothing.
He's keeping it. He looks good.
One of the most important things that I've noticed that you and Jeff do that is very bad for your marriage. It's just tearing you two apart right now. Is that you guys never go to bed angry. This is like this is number one thing in marriage. I'm sure you've heard this from many people. You must go to bed. Never go to bed without being angry.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. This got messed up many times ago. This is long-standing tradition that got messed up. Someone said it wrongly, and it's like a game of telephone, and now everyone believes it. But the truth is, you're supposed to be angry when you go to bed. This is a very important step in a healthy marriage. How are you supposed to wake up and find your mistress attractive if you're still happy at home? It's just, this doesn't work. And let me tell you something. We all know a mistress is a key to a happy marriage. Many mistresses in my case. And listen. You tell Jeff right before you go to bed. If you guys are having a really good night and things are going very well,
yeah.
Say, Jeff, you got a small dick. That's all you say. That's just leave it there. And then say, I'm going to bed. Good night. I'm going
good
to
night.
Bed. Yes, you have love a small you. Dick. Love you. Talk to you soon. You are ill-equipped to provide for this family.
Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
I can't believe I married you. I should have married Henry. Say that. This is good. Another thing that you and Jeff are doing completely wrong, and this is—I know this because I just suspect this. I haven't seen it actually, not in a long time anyway. You changed your Wi-Fi password. You put your Wi-Fi in a Faraday cage, and now I can't get to it.
We did.
You need to make love as quickly as possible. This is number one important thing when we're having nuptials, if I may, please. And this is very important because, as the story goes, the longer you're in the watering hole, the more chances you have to drown. So I just want Jeff to know that quicker is better when it comes to making love
fast.
to your wife. That's right.
Fast is
now.
Quick.
When
you're with your rabbit sister, like.
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. 3 to 5 seconds. I spend 3 to 5 seconds on foreplay. Which is typically me talking a good, you know, women like to get excited through their ears, right? And so I say a few mm-hmm. things like, hey, how are you? Or it's nice to meet you. Or you're a little fatter than you were in the picture, but what the hell? Something like that. Something along the lines.
Okay.
That was a compliment.
Sweet talking.
That's right. Right to their brain. That's how it goes. Tell Jeff. They make sure he knows. And then I think I typically spend 3 to 5 seconds fluffing. And then I typically spend 3 to 5 seconds completing the transaction. And then, you know, I have other things to do.
Wow. That is quick.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, in my culture, it's a race.
It's a race.
Good things done very quickly, yes. As a matter of fact, we are very fond of the world's fastest lovemaker, Ron Paul Fantastico.
World's fastest.
His name is Ron Paul Fantastico. He's 3'7". He used to be a jockey. He used to ride horses, and then he had a terrible accident.
Oh, no.
And yes, and but what he found was after the terrible accident, while his unit did not look quite the same. He actually split into three different penises. Ooh. But what he found was the middle penis was as quick as it could possibly be. And so he actually holds our nation's world record for fastest love.
Wow.
1.6 seconds. That is quick.
That is very
even
quick.
For me. I've done my personal best is 6 seconds, but I'm working on it. Remember anniversaries.
Yes.
That's it. That's all. Just remember anniversaries. Mm-hmm.
Don't. That makes sense.
Don't do anything. Just remember
it. Just remember it.
That's right. When you wake up in the morning, you remember it's a day of mourning, really. It's what it is. It's like, oh my God, another year has gone by. I like to mark mine weekly. Another week. Another Thursday gone by. I got married on Thursday morning at the coffee shop, just letting you know that.
Oh.
Communication is key, Hoadley. If you're going to maintain this marriage in the long term, communication is key.
Very true.
That's right. If you're going to earn the respect of your partner, you must communicate. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example of me and Ariana before the unfortunate accident where we got the divorce. I would call her up and I would often say, honey, I feel like we're not communicating well. So did you do the laundry?
That went over well.
What's for dinner?
Yeah. What time are we eating?
Do you have a few dollars you could spare? Do you mind if I bring another woman into the bedroom? Communication is key. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know. But remember, communication is a one-way street. You don't want a lot of back-talking. If you get
it's a one-way street.
It's a one-way street. So if you get a lot of back-talking, you go back to the mashed potatoes.
Oh. It all goes back to the mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes are both punishment and reward. It's like doggy treats with nails in them. Don't argue over other people's finances. Oh, wait. Don't argue over other people's fiancés. I'm sorry. I wrote that down the wrong way. Don't argue over other people's fiancés. Because it's probably... just give it a couple weeks and then you go in for the kill. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. This is pretty common in my part of the world, actually. You go to a wedding not necessarily to celebrate someone else's love, but to check them out and see if they're... Oh, they're good mistress material.
Wow.
Yes, this is how
it's more of like a dating site.
That's right.
On site.
How I've gotten 6 or 7 of my past girlfriends.
It's, weddings.
Yeah, it's like a Tinder date. You never know what you're going to show up with. But when you see them in the wedding dress, I typically give a little, in our country, we give a little hoot or howl. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, mama. Nice ass. Really gets the crowd going, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Things are a little bit different in my country, but not too much from yours. Spend quality time together. Really. Spend a lot of quality time together. This is very important.
That makes sense
to me. What I like to do is I like to get up early on Saturday mornings and I say, you know what, honey, we're going to spend some quality time together today. So get in the car and you and me, we're going to go on a nice shopping trip. And I always find this is... My ladies have always loved this. I'm going to say, we're going to go on a nice shopping trip and we get to the mall and I drop her off and I tell her I'll pick her back up in 4 or 5 hours. I didn't say we had to be in the same room. I just want us to spend doing something at the same time in different places.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I go to the bar, she goes to the shopping. It's much better that way. Don't sweat the small stuff. Other men and women, infidelity, lying, these are small issues, not even worth discussing. this is not worth. And remember, ladies, when it comes to your man, looks are everything. Don't marry a man for his wallet. Don't marry him for his personality. He's got to be sexy. This is all I'm saying. You need to keep this in mind. These are just a few of the tips that I came up with in my dissertation to get my PhD.
This is part of your thesis.
Yes, I think that you can get a copy of this online at podcastuniverse.com/Henry Fonda's Marriage Bootcamp.
We'll post them to Instagram, too.
I'd like to know if anybody has any additional marriage questions they would like answered. Please, can I use your email address? Is that okay?
Sure.
info@tcbpodcast.com. Address it to Henry Fonda's Marriage Bootcamp. And ask me anything. I'm sure that I can help you out with whatever nuptial problem you are having. It's important that we keep the strong family nuclear unit together, too. And that can be to men, to women, four
dogs. I appreciate
you
taking the time, Henry.
I appreciate you being here. Now,
it's my show. I do the show with Brian.
What happens to Brian every time I come on? He seems to make himself scarce. I think
he's no match.
I think he's
Henry.
Got a drug problem. That's my personal opinion. He likes it, so he can go in the room and I don't know what the kids are doing these days. What are they doing? The peyote? That's what they're doing. That's what the kids are into these days. Peyote.
I don't think
paint cleaner.
Maybe still.
That's right. Okay. Remember, mashed potatoes. Go to bed angry. Don't sweat the small stuff. Those are three most important.
Okay. I've taken note.
Yes. And always have a guy on the side, just in case things fall through with you and Jeff. Mm-hmm. I consider myself in the running.
Yes,
When are you going to come over? When are we going to consummate this this flirtation we have been going on for a long time?
I'm really busy through the holidays, but let's talk again.
Sure.
Let's talk again. Year in our season two.
Season two? I don't know if I'll be invited back after this. I don't even know if people will be listening after this episode. But you discuss it with Brian and you let me know. I don't have anything to do for the holidays, actually. I'm not invited by anyone. So if you and Jeff have extra room under the tree and in between the two of you in the bedroom, let me know and we'll get together. I'm not too afraid. I'll do a little sword fighting with Jeff.
We'll get it
figured out. We can see who's the quickest. Guarantee I win. We can have a race. We can have a practice race. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. We won't use you as the track. We'll do a little practice.
Okay.
We'll go into the closet and we'll, we'll show each other what we're made of. This is how we do it in my country. So, are you ready for a race? Get in the closet. Show me what you're made of. We bring flashlight and put the Rocky music. Getting harder. Okay, gotta go. Things aren't looking so good for me. Okay, bye everybody.
Happy holidays.
And remember, we here at Henry Fonda's Marriage Bootcamp are always here to stroke your ego. Okay, go. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, another rousing, another show-stopping appearance by Henry Fonda.
Oh, he's a classic. Yeah. Classic Henry. Classic
Henry. Wearing his sunglasses, I feel like he was. I think he's on the run from the law or something.
Well, I think he's Ariana Grande's stalker.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually. I don't think he's actually married to Ariana Grande. I feel like we would have heard about that. Yeah. He's on drugs or something.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's really on drugs.
His marriage tips were quite interesting. Did you hear those? I know you were in the bathroom doing
I was
drugs.
In the bathroom doing lines. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I heard a couple of them. The mashed potato was an interesting approach.
The mashed potato. Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
I feel like I have known somebody, a girl, who told me that the guy that she was dating at the time was into this.
The mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it was into the mashed potatoes, like into penis torture or penis. I don't even know what you call it, dick torture. I feel like, if I'm remembering correctly, she dated a guy. This is so long ago. She dated a guy and the guy one night, they were drunk and they were making love. And the guy was like, can you knee me in the balls?
Oh.
And she said, if I remember the story correctly, and she may be listening, she can refresh my memory if she wants to. And she said, what? And I said, and he said, can you knee me in the balls? It heightens the excitement.
Was this
for
you?
Me.
Yes. He yes. said, I said.
Yes. I was making was love to slip. A man. I was making love to a man. And he said, can you knee me in the balls? But yeah, so the mashed potato, go to bed angry, those all sound like perfectly reasonable requests of a marriage on Mars, I guess. I don't know. I'm still wondering where he's coming from, like literally where he's coming from, which country.
We need to do a look on the map.
Yeah, or like Ancestry DNA or something.
I think it's like Kazakhstan. That. I'm going to say he sounds and seems kind of similar.
At first it sounded like South America, but now it's starting
to going like in the region of Borat.
Yeah, it might be. You might be right about that. I felt like it was South America at first, but over the months it's turned into something completely different.
It has.
Doesn't make any sense to me. So there you go. Yeah, I wanted to say one more thing about The Crown.
Oh. Yes.
I wanted to get back to The Crown just for a second. I didn't know I guess maybe I did. I guess I knew this, but I didn't realize that Princess Diana was like struggling with mental health as much as she was.
Bulimia.
Yeah. But I had heard she was also like borderline personality disorder, someone had said once. But the Crown does a good job of articulating it. But that princess, that Prince Charles, he's such a dick.
Well, I know. And they actually, that was talking to my best friend the other day too about it. They really make in the first couple of seasons especially, Prince Philip is like a total dick too. He's like philandering around.
He is. Yeah.
Doing stuff and he's mean.
But then he turns out to be he turns out to be like a nice father. And
I guess, I mean, he's 99 now.
He's 99?
He's really old. And in fact, he just got into like a car accident a little while
back. He was driving? He was driving. They let him drive? That's the other thing that surprised me about The Crown is to learn that at some point, not anymore, but at some point, the royals literally like drove themselves around. They'd come out of the garage and just like hang a left and I'm going to the, I'm not, they wouldn't go to the store, but
yeah.
You know, I'm going to whoever's house and they just drove themselves around. They didn't have any protection or anything. They did whatever they did. Now, as the years go on, you know, you'll see an episode coming up here soon where someone actually broke into the Queen's
bedroom. I saw that one. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is
and
nuts.
Like asked her for a cigarette.
Asked her for a cigarette. Wanted to look at what kind of towels she had in the bathroom. Wanted her to know that things were tough there out in the streets, but meant no harm whatsoever. Was just like, I just wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to tell you that things are rough out here.
And I mean, there was an elaborate security system that he got through.
I mean, the elaborate security system looked like two guys smoking cigarettes outside the wall. I mean, honestly, that's what it looked like to me. Yeah, elaborate security system. How are you? Just good. How are you? Fine. Yeah. Okay, just having a fag. No problem. Brilliant. Oh, look, there's a man running up the gutter. You know what show I'm into? I'm going to tell you real quick, and then I know we got to go. But you know what show that I'm into on Netflix for like the last couple of months? Kath and Kim. Have you seen this? Have you seen this show, Kath and Kim?
No.
Okay, Kath and Kim is like it's an Australian show, and it's about a mother and a daughter, like a grown daughter and a mother in Australia, and just like their comings and goings. This is their average everyday life. It is the fucking funniest show. I swear to God,
it is. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Kath and Kim. And it's, again,
it's
Australia.
Have you watched Big Mouth?
No, not yet, but I know that I know I got
to
get into
it. It took me a little while to get into it. Like, get past the first couple episodes of the shock of what Nick Kroll is saying. And it's all about puberty, you know, these kids that are going through puberty and they get real and they have hormone monsters and it's really, really funny.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to watch
the new season just
came out.
Is it
a cartoon?
Yes. Okay. Jeff and I were last night just hollering. We were laughing so hard.
I liked the In-Betweeners. Have you seen that one?
I have
the
not.
All mine are like British comedies. The In-Betweeners are about a bunch of high school guys that are, you know, can't find girls to date and stuff like this. That was a really funny one too. There's only three or four seasons of each of these shows. I don't understand. Like, if it's a good show, keep it going. Why do you cut me off at three or four?
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
Well, I wonder what shows our listeners are watching.
info@tcbpodcast.com. That was a perfect segue. Hey now. High five. We're professional and shit. So go ahead and email us. Let us know what shows you're watching. Ask us any questions. Follow us on the Instagram. Our goal is a couple hundred followers in the next couple of months. I know you can help us achieve that.
Yes.
Please go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram or @TCBChrissy or @TCBBrian, Brian with a Y, Chrissy with a Y, and Chrissy with a K. Go there and follow us. We're going to put new content on almost every day that you cannot get on the show. I mean, you know what kind of content they have on Instagram, pictures and small videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're making an effort to do that because we want this to be our show. We feel like so many people are listening. We want you to be a part of it. So that's our only goal. We don't get paid for your Instagram. We don't get paid for anything.
We don't get paid for anything.
We don't get paid for anything. This is a one-way street. Remember how Henry said the communication is a one-way street? This is a one-way street.
Happening.
We keep talking to you and spending money on it, and you do nothing back for us. Not a fucking thing. But maybe someday we'll find a way for you to return the favor someday.
Yes.
We don't put commercials in there. We don't bother you with all that bullshit. While we could, we don't. So look at all this. Look how wonderful we are. And then you can't even like our Instagram page. What kind of listener are you? What kind of friend listener? What kind of stranger are you?
Stranger.
And on that note, happy holidays,
happy
everybody.
I'm wearing my Santa.
Happy Hanukkah. Sure. She's wearing her Santa shirt.
I had my glasses on, but they were piercing my skull
with
the headphones on.
I know, me too. This is, it happens every day. Like every time these glasses just go right into the side of my head. By the end of the show,
there's
I have a
certain point. Like pressure point.
That's why I put them up a little bit, right? Just over the thing. We got to get new headphones. I think we need those like the inner ear stuff because that stuff is tailor made just for you. So you can like, you know, just put them in there and all that good jazz. So, and just letting you know, in case you're still hanging around here, we are at the last 2 weeks of the year, the last week in December, Christmas into New Year's, we are going to be taking off, taking a break to get ready for season two, new studio, new, all that stuff. And so therefore you will be hearing season one, the best of. I'm going to put together, all your favorite clips or all our favorite clips, from
the last... have a favorite clip, let us know.
Info at TCB podcast right now. Info at tcbpodcast.com, but you got to let us know soon. Don't write us in February and let us know what your favorite clip is. But let us know if you have a favorite clip or you have a favorite bit. We used to do the long bits at the beginning of the show. If you have something like that, we're going to put about 4 hours of content out, the best of, at the end of the year. So we hope you look forward to that, and we'll catch you in the new year. So from Brian and Chrissy to you, our strangers.
We love you.
Not our friends. We love you. We'll all get through this. Bye.
Bye.